what is the relevance of my work? Is it really helping out? You know, how do I pick topics that are going to magnify the impact? How do I, as a change agent, as an artist, as a storyteller, as an influencer of culture, how can I bring a little bit of salt and pepper to that conversation in the most productive way as possible? Here I'm representing the impact frame, which is the framework that we are working from. What I will say is that it's a process, it's a method that requires using the left brain for a few minutes, because there's the intention to connect with the most relevant players on the theme, on the story universe I care about. And through interaction with experts, document myself on the issue I want to cover with my art. And here come the outcomes that the movement working on that social environmental issue is going to generate, should probably consider if it's a conversation about structural change, about systemic change, about rolling out new structures. Well, there are outcomes here that probably need to be produced for that new reality to come about beyond the awareness raising dimension, which is just the first part. The reason why I point to this is because, yes, that part here and probably a piece of that part is a left brain mediated process. Yes. Like many of the processes that we have to go through to then be able to operate at an artistic level, like scales, when you learn scales on a guitar or on an instrument, it's a left brain mediated process. When you learn how to drive, before you can really enjoy driving and perform driving, you have to go through all that complex thinking of creating those connections. Yes? What's the message here? And where does our positioning come in the game? Well, what I'm saying throughout all our content at Cosmic, and the reason why we're interested in developing tools and methods and engage in that conversation, is because I think that all those whys you'd want to be an artist, all those goals you might have, can also be achieved within the impact frame. If you're working with a framing process that is more advanced, because this is what founders of impact are working with, or at least an outcome-driven approach increasingly beyond just awareness raising. You can make people think within that frame. You can also make people think without the framing. You can provide beauty to the world on a very specific issue that you decided to tackle. You're still going to be providing beauty to the world. And this is actually why I think the artist has tremendous potential in impact-driven settings, because a lot of the issues that are covered here are often complex, boring, gray, systemic stuff that no one really wants to talk about.